Sometimes we take our daddies for granted. There are men who toil, work hard, who attend, who are worried about feeding their families, concerned about their families, and do all the hard work, but seldom do we respect them and love them. And that is why it is important as wives sometimes to teach your children on how to respect their fathers. As wives, it is important that you don't control your children and stop them from expressing their love and honor to their fathers. You know, there are so many people that I've seen over years who find it very scared to come back home from work, because the atmosphere in home is not that one of respect and love. It's almost one of constant demand. Daddy, you didn't do this. He was not there. He didn't do that. He didn't do this. So the poor daddy would rather stay in the office or go to a club and be with friends than come home. And this is a Father's Day. So I want you to, as wives, learn to honor your husbands, and as children, to love your daddies. Go to your daddy, give a daddy a big kiss, hug daddy close, and say thank you. In the scripture, you have, you know, three powerful illustrations in the scriptures. One is that we know we have a heavenly Father. Amen. Whom we honor, whom we praise, whom we love. A heavenly Father. Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I've come to show you the way, because I am the way, the truth and the life. And no one goes to the Father except through me. He said, I want to make known to you my Father. There is a, when Jesus was here on the earth, he walked in the flesh. He came as just a normal person. But what was his biggest confidence? His biggest confidence was that he said, I and the Father are one. I and my Father are one. So he would, you know, just spend time with the Father in prayer. And that gave him the confidence. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was sweating blood, he said, Father, if possible, take this cup away from me. Even in his most agonizing moment, he said, Father. But on the cross of Calvary, Jesus on the cross of Calvary, he did not say, my Father. He said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know why? Because he was taking your place. He was reconciling you to the Heavenly Father. The punishment that you should have received, he bore it on himself. So we have a Heavenly Father. How many of you will thank the Father in heaven? Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father in heaven, Abba Father in heaven. The Bible says we have not received a spirit of bondage, but a spirit of adoption. Do you know the difference? Either you have a spirit of bondage or you have a spirit of adoption. If you have a spirit of adoption, you can say, Father, Abba. But if you have a spirit of bondage, you think slavish. You feel miserable. You're always in fear and you want to go back from where God brought you out. But we have not received a spirit of bondage. Open your mouth and say that with me. We have not received a spirit of bondage, but we have received a spirit of adoption, where we may cry out, Abba, Father. Two, you have your natural father. Even if they don't have much money, love them, honor them, respect them. A child's self-esteem comes forth from the value that a mother will place on the father. If you are always belittling and criticizing and speaking badly about your father or about your husband in front of your children, you are doing the greatest harm to your children. Their self-esteem will, their confidence level will be very low as they grow up in life. And sometimes we know mothers can be very possessive and, you know, try to hold the kids together and just say, you know, I am the one who carried you for 9 months. I bore you. I went through that pain. Your daddy was always out there. He was never here. He didn't have time. Then we can keep on saying, but what was daddy doing? He was making sure that you eat, that you have a house to stay in. So no matter how bad you think your husbands are, never show it in front of your children. Natural fathers. How many of you will pray for your natural fathers? Some of you, your father has gone on to be with the Lord, but celebrate his life. Are you with me? Celebrate his life. Thank the Lord for the father that he gave you. And the third one is your spiritual father. Philippians chapter 2, verses 19 onwards. Paul said about Timothy, you know how he was like a son unto me? How he partnered with me? How he was like-minded? Well, I don't want to teach too much on that. But in your life, learn always to honor your father. Are you with me? And today, especially being the Father's Day, go back home, forgive your father if he's hurt you, and love him and honor him and write him a card, write him a letter, hug him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. That'll give them long life, and that'll give you long life. Are you with me? That might be well with you. Honor your parents. That might be well with you. That you live long. So do that. In Malachi chapter 1, it says there, the Lord said, if I be your father, where is the honor that is for me? The Lord is saying, if I be your father, where is the honor that you have for me? Sometimes, you know, I've seen over here so many people say, Pastor, you are my spiritual father, but no honor. Just a play of words. Some people say, Heavenly Father, we have an Heavenly Father, but no honor. You don't honor him with your worship, with your tithes, with your offerings, with your love, with your sacrifice. Honor your parents. So just a small message, just a... Are you with me? Look at somebody and say, honor your parents, honor your father, love your father. Some of you wives need to say, don't be grumpy. Just respect your husband. Be nice to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory unto the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have a spirit of adoption. Are you with me? Jesus adopted us. See, everyone on planet Earth is God's creation. But everyone on planet Earth is not God's child. You are God's child because Jesus came into your life, because he adopted you. I mean, if you understand that, Jesus adopted you. It is spoken in, you know, in abroad, you know, once a father and mother, they were slaves in a farm. There were slaves in the farm, and they had children, and the children grew up as slaves. And the father and mother died. And the children were continuing to work in the farm. But one day, the son of the master of that farm came by, and he liked one of those children, one of those boys he liked. So he went back home and he said to his father, I want a brother. I want a brother And I want that boy as my brother. That slave boy, I want him to be my brother. The father said, no, 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 you don't understand what you're saying. He said, no, no, I want him as my brother. The father said, you better understand something. If I have to make him your brother legally, I have to adopt him. If I adopt him, it means of all this, the farm that you have, he's got an equal share. What do you want? And the son said, I want him as my brother. I want your father to adopt him. Isn't it amazing? That's what Jesus did for us. He came down from heaven. He looked at us and he said, I want you. 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 Hallelujah. As my brother, as my sister. And the father said, okay, I've got to do this. I've got to adopt them. And he sent for the Holy Spirit and sealed you and adopted you into the family of God. Now we have an heavenly father. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, we have a heavenly father. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are not powerless. We are part of God's family. And that means we are heirs of God or heirs with God. I've got something written here, which is quite amazing. Which is it okay? Just one last, just saying it. I'm finished with my message. I mean, not a message, just to honor your parents. You know, you are joint heirs and co-heirs. If you are a co-heir, then what happens? If a father has four houses, and if he's got four sons, one house belongs to that son, another house belongs to that son, the third son gets this house, the fourth son gets that house. But in Romans 8, it says you are joint heirs. In other words, if a father has four houses, each one has a right over each of those houses. Are you with me? Has right over each one of the houses. That means everything that Jesus has got, we got a right over it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything that Jesus got, we have a right over it. We are not sharing with anybody. I mean, we have a right over it. You are adopted. Honor your heavenly father. Honor your natural father. Respect him. And honor your spiritual father. Are you with me? Let's close our eyes. Let's pray for our families. Let's pray for our fathers as we close this meeting. Faith, would you just lift your hands unto Jesus, and would you stretch forth by faith your family into the hands of God? Would you pray especially for your father today? Wives, pray for your husband. Let there be an anointing of honor, an atmosphere of honor in the house. Respect the man in your life. Lift them up. Maybe your father is gone to be with the Lord. Don't feel sad. Let that vacuum be filled with the presence of Jesus, with the love of the Heavenly Father. Father, we pray in the name of your Son Jesus today for everyone in this church, everyone in this house, everyone who's listening to us, that you might hear their prayer and that you might help them to have a relationship, not only with you, Heavenly Father, but also with their natural fathers and with their spiritual fathers, that you might give them the grace and the attitude to honor, to respect, to obey, to love, to cherish, to value the relationship that you've given them in fatherhood over their lives. Remove every kind of lie of the enemy in their hearts and minds and heal every relationship. Into your hands I commit every family and home. bless in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift your hands and thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Praise your name.
Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord.
Mighty God, we worship.
Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Hallelujah. We give you glory and honor. Let's stand up in our places today. Anybody who is coming up?